Thank you, George.
R.I.P.
We're going to get to our State Farm insurance picks of the week here in just a moment. Paul Goldschmidt to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Bombshell yesterday.
Boy, that is a bombshell. No question about it. That really alters their lineup. Of course, it'd alter anyone's lineup. I love Goldschmidt, man. He's... Well, that makes the Cardinals instantly better.
Uh-huh. Sure does.
Instantly better. Anyway.
How about Nathan Eovaldi? Looks like he's going to sign back with the Red Sox. You see that
one? Yeah. You know something? I've been reading a lot on that, Shane. That's one of those fans demanded it kind of moves. Not to mention the fact that it makes sense for the Red Sox to do. That guy, the currency that he got with that six-inning relief in that monster game that, you know, the Red Sox ended up losing, the only one they lost in that series. But the currency that he got for going out there and just nutting up and playing and pitching and doing it and then being available the next night. I mean, you know,
when he was going to be when he was going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
He's laying it out all on the line for that particular team and maybe more so for a ring. Who knows? Who cares, really, what his motivation was? He was about to be a free agent, about to get a bunch of money. And we said it at the time where his agent's got to be nervous as heck that he's
no question.
Recklessly just throwing every game and telling Alex Cora, I can throw tomorrow, too.
Give me the ball. Yep. I mean, yeah, the dude was unbelievable. And that just absolutely – I don't think I've seen a player – Dustin Pedroia maybe at the early stages of his career in Boston that just absolutely took the fan base. And by the way, it's not an easy thing to do there.
Yeah, I think so.
Trust me. But – that dude, the currency that he has for that kind of effort and showing in the postseason is, I can't imagine him being anything but a Red Sox.
That's interesting that you put it that way, because front offices never listen to the fans.
Of course not. Never.
But it's fun. It's interesting you bring it up and frame it in that way. Because I can't disagree with now you wouldn't have necessarily had a revolt or mutiny or anything like that, but you
now this is a guy they love though.
They kind of owe it to the Red Sox
exactly.
Nation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kinda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen very often. Business is business, and I think everybody understands that. Mm-hmm. Players understand it, fans understand it to a large degree, but every now and then you get an outlier like this. Hey, he can help your ball club. I don't think there's any question he can help your ball club. He's going to make good money anyway, I think. That's not an issue. He would have made huge money on the free agent market, but this is a guy who's found a home. And you don't have to go very far. Our buddy Greg Marshall says, you know, happy, it's tough to beat happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, anyway, but no, and that's good stuff.
Because,
like
funny,
I said, Red Sox fans are hard.
It's
man.
Funny that Dave Dombrowski, the president, said after the World Series he made himself a lot of money. Well, he's staying put.
Pay him now.
We're going to find out how much money he's making.
Yeah. With how much money is it?
And good for him, and good for the Red Sox.
Yeah, no question. Good for him, and good for the Red Sox. I think that's a good problem for Dave Dombrowski to have. I think,
no doubt.
So go figure it out. It's fine. All right, let's get to our State Farm. Did we just all suck last week?
Yep, we all went 2-5.
Oh, my God, that's pathetic.
You guys won the OU game. I won the Georgia game. And then we all did exactly the same after that. Mm. We all took the
Not
Chiefs.
Not a lot to be proud of.
We all took the under. Mm. We all took the Steelers. We all took McDuffie over 18.5. And we all took WSU. At least they hooked us up. So we all went 2-5. It was forgettable.
Oh, well, there's another week coming
up.
There is.
And it's going to be Terry Johnson again because of some circumstances beyond their control where everybody else is tied up, but Terry's going to pick again. So we'll talk to Terry Johnson on Friday, and he'll make the State Farm picks of the week for the folks over at State Farm. Okay, the games that we will pick and the props thereof, therein. Chiefs in Baltimore, last I checked was 6.5. I'll update it if it moved, but Chiefs by 6.5 against Baltimore in Arrowhead. Kansas City first downs or Baltimore points? Who gets more?
Okay.
There's one. Baltimore total yards, 395.5. More or less against the Chiefs on Sunday.
So okay.
Two props in there.
I like that.
To your point earlier of who's playing of significance in the NFL, the Cowboys and the Eagles, I settled on that one. Eagles plus 3.5 at Dallas. So we'll pick that one.
Yeah, I get that. That's fine.
All the rest of them, to your point, it was like, pick the Dolphins and the Patriot. No. In basketball, college basketball, and this is obviously some speculation on my part, the OU-Wichita State game down in Oklahoma City. I slated Oklahoma as a 6.5-point favorite.
Okay. That'll be an interesting pick for all of us.
I'm not asking your pick, but 6.5 in the neighborhood of where you think it'll be? Is that my crazy there?
No, I think that's pretty reasonable. I think 6.5 is pretty reasonable. Yeah, you're not playing at you're not playing on campus, so although I never thought that was much of a home court advantage anyway.
Chesapeake Energy Arena, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Chesapeake Energy Arena. I mean, I don't know. What kind of crowd will they have for that game?
What's the place hold? 20?
Yeah.
If it does, I
12?
Surely that. Well, I was going to guess 14? 15. 15?
Really?
Is that too ambitious?
I don't know. I mean, Oakland, at least OU's not playing football.
Yeah.
I mean, because that changes everything.
And there's something in one. I mean, off to a good start. So
yeah, they are off to a good start. Are they not ranked?
I don't think so.
I mean,
they might.
They've got a couple of.
They might be.
They've
after
got a couple
Saturday.
Of wins. Yeah, they've got a couple of wins that are like notable.
Well, they got beat by Radford.
They did. Yeah, that one hurt.
Yeah.
Of course, Radford's beaten a few people.
Yes, they have.
Radford, Furman. There's a couple of teams that have had some nice returns early in the season.
Let's see here. I'm double checking. And the final prop that we'll have is who scores more points, Christian James or Marcus McDuffie? They're both averaging right at 19 points a game. So who has more?
Got two really good players.
Yeah,
That's two big time players on the same floor.
Yeah, they're 7-1 Oklahoma. They had a couple of rummies early. They beat Florida by 5, lost to Wisconsin by 20.
And really looked bad against Wisconsin, by the way. I saw that game, and they looked bad against Wisconsin. But haven't looked bad since then.
Beat Dayton by double figures, beat North Texas by 16, and then that game at Madison Square Garden, OU beat Notre Dame by 5, 85-80, in a game that they led virtually the whole way.
We'll have to catch up with Matt Breyer. I ran into him not too long ago. He's on staff down there at North Texas. They actually have a pretty good ball club.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah, Matt's down at North Texas. So, down in his home state.
They're 8-1.
He's from Benton, I think. Yeah, they're off to a good start.
OU's the only team that's beaten them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they're 9-1. Dang.
I looked at them the other day. Have they beaten anybody? I knew that Oklahoma was their only loss,
really,
but they hadn't beaten anybody.
Indiana State was their most recent victim, actually. I don't know how they are. St. Peter's, Maine, Hawaii, Maryland Eastern Shore.
What an eclectic schedule for a team from Denton, Texas.
Portland.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Texas A&M Commerce.
Okay, well, there's a neighborhood game.
That was within the first 5 games.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Angelo State.
That's Texas.
Yeah, and that was the first game. So there you go.
Boy, that's weird, though.
It's kind of all over the place.
They played a bunch of people from left and right coasts. Uh-huh. That's bizarre. Huh.
So, yeah, that's North Texas. They're 9-1. I had a sneak peek at Southern Miss, who the Shockers will play downtown. They're 6-2,
mm-hmm.
but their resume is...
Yeah.
Not the best. They lost to an NAIA team. Southern Miss did. So, yeah, 6-2. And that would be the first repeat Intrust Bank Arena team.
Yeah, it is.
Because they played them a few years ago.
The Shocks won that game.
It was a rock fight.
By hook and crook. Yeah. The first about five, six years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Barely won that game. Then how about VCU going on the road last night and beating Texas?
Yep. Shockers will have
them. We were wondering
about
VCU. Yeah, that's why we were wondering about it, because Wichita State finishes their non-conference portion of the schedule in Richmond against VCU, who now has a road win against Texas in their hip pocket.
Rams are 7-2.
Yeah.
That'll be December 22nd.
Yeah, it's all coming up. They got a lot to go, a lot to do before Christmas break.
Yeah, they do.
When I say Christmas break, it's not a long one, but they've got a lot to get done, don't they?
The Shockers
it's
have
a lot of games.
Yeah, after this weekend, after the game against OU down in OKC, Jacksonville State at home on the 12th. Oral Roberts. Oh, I'm sorry. They go downtown on the 15th. Southern Miss. Then Oral Roberts back in the Roundhouse on the 19th. And at VCU the 22nd, and then at Memphis January 3rd, and off we go into the American, opening up at Memphis.
This team still has some growing to do to be ready for conference play. Their growth will continue once conference play starts, obviously. But you hope that they take a couple of steps somewhere here, and they're going to have at least 80 minutes of opportunities, and I'm not trying to sell anyone else short. I think you're going to have to play against Southern Miss, obviously. I mean, they're capable. But you would think that there are two games where some really nice growth could potentially happen. And they both happen to be on the road. Technically a neutral court at Chesapeake against Oklahoma and on the road against VCU. What kind of steps can you make in those two games to improve yourself headed into conference?
And the home games are kind of trappy, too. Because Wichita State will be expected to dominate Jacksonville State and Oral Roberts. And, you know, can you keep the blinders on and just not play to the score if you get up big on either one of those guys? Or
well, those are impose your will time games, aren't they, Shane?
Yeah,
at some point.
Of course.
I mean, those are just be better than the teams you're playing and get off the floor after 40 minutes, try to play clean, and then you've got three games that you got to really bear down. You got to bear down on every game, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You three games where you're really got to, that you got to push yourself and you got to compete and you got to do the things maybe a little bit outside the ordinary to win.
Well,
you're an underdog at Oklahoma. You're going to be an underdog at Virginia Commonwealth.
And just don't let your mind wander in the games that you ought to win.
Yes.
The two home games against Jacksonville State and ORU. Just go out and play ball and don't play to the score. Don't play to the competition.
I mean, are you saying that in the aftermath of Baylor? Is there an example that maybe is there?
If there's a downside to 42-9, then that was it.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yep.
December 6th is on this day in history in the world of sports, and it's coming up next, brought to you by Superior Rents. Back in a moment.